Good morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Wednesday. In terms of performance here, mostly positive day, especially on the domestic front. The S&P 500 up just over 0.5% or so. The Russell 2000, some life for small caps. Finally, they're up around 1.6%, followed by crude oil getting a nice bounce up just under 1.5%, and rounding out by the average S&P 500 stock, with the S&P 500 equal weighted index up about 0.82% for the last 24. Towards the downside, developed markets take a bit of an exhale, with EFA down around 0.75 percentage point and gold retreating as well. So some leadership changes, or at least in the last 24 hours, some of the leaders in gold and developed markets taking a bit of an exhale. Okay, lots of chart action to talk about this morning. We're going to go through a rapid fire here, starting with SPX EWI, so the equal weighted index here for the S&P 500, getting a reversal back up into X's to a chart reading of 7200. Now, this is positive because of this kind of now localized support we have around 7050, and that's also around some old resistance. I sound like a broken record on a lot of these calls talking about some old resistance acting as new support. This is a very constructive move as we look to establish some support just above the middle of the trading band there, and well off of those, or excuse me, not well off of, but we are off of those highs here. So getting some support in the near term is going to be a positive. So this is definitely good. Also above that point where we broke through that trend line. So another kind of feather in the cap for the average S&P 500 stock there. Speaking of the S&P 500, taking a look at that chart as well, getting a reversal back up. Very similar commentary. However, the trend line really isn't in play here. But getting that reversal back up into X's at a chart reading of 5,800 now, with support there, chart reading of 5,950. That also puts in some localized support above that old resistance. So very similar commentary there. Another constructive move as we look to attack those all-time highs around 6,100 there for SPX. Next, the Russell 2000, mentioned this one as one of the bigger gainers over the last 24. While it is still off around 5.5% or so percent so far this year, very nice move off of those 2025 lows, excuse me, getting that into better focus. However, I will say, despite the four consecutive buy signals and break back into a positive trend, we aren't quite out of the woods yet. You look at this kind of last level of resistance at around 2100. This could be a pretty big test here for small caps as they look to a journey back up to those highs that were established in late 2024 rather than earlier in 2025 there for kind of other areas of the domestic space. If we did break out past 2100 post that fifth consecutive buy signal, I wouldn't be surprised to kind of have a clear runway up until 2300, 2260 or so. That's the top of the trading band and some older resistance from the start of the year. Next, the NASDAQ Composite NASD on the platform. It's about flat for the year, but we did get a nice kind of move back up. Now, fifth consecutive buy signal on our default chart at a chart reading of 19,400. Again, very similar. I like to see the constructive action here to now two levels of support down just below current levels. Also have old support above that old resistance there from early April, and looking to attack those all-time highs up above around 20,000 or so for the NASDAQ Composite. So that's the next level that we're watching. Of course, there's a range of resistance in there, so it isn't that simple. But again, that's going to be the point that we're going to look out to in the near term. Next, areas outside of the domestic space, the U.S. dollar was the one with notable movement yesterday. DX/Y moved down lower on its default chart to a chart reading of 99. Three consecutive sell signals in a negative trend. It's quite evident here that we're in a weaker dollar environment. So getting that reversal back down, of course, bodes well for international equities, commodities as well, which are all impacted by a weaker greenback. Towards the downside now, we're going to be looking towards 98.50. I moved past that level would bring us to levels not seen since 2022. And again, looking towards kind of a range of overhead resistance around the middle of the trading band, all the way up until 103.50 there for the US dollar. Two individual names we want to look at, the Dollar General DG. They sort of at 16% on positive earnings there and guidance as well. That also coincided with them picking up three technical attribute points. Moving back to a buy signal against the market, and COMEX against the market and its peer group as well. So four for five are now up almost 50% so far this year. Very constructive picture since moving back into a positive trend and escaping this range. But we are a bit overbought, especially for a name that has a 0.9 beta. Our risk is a bit different, obviously. But you've got your, maybe more defensive name that is very overbought and up 50% this year. So if you are looking for exposure, I'd say wait for pullbacks. You get a better price around $97 or so on some earnings normalization. Next, opposite of Dollar General, Palantir also had a pretty nice day yesterday. PLTR only up around 1% or so. But point being, this five for fiver ranks fourth out of 104 within that software matrix, up 76% so far this year, and breaking the new all-time highs with yesterday's action at around 134 or so. Very nice constructive picture, support around 120, and then the middle of the trading band there. So we aren't even overbought on this chart. So some of you might be discouraged by the 76% gain. I would say that we're fine to enter into, but for those of you a little bit nervous around all-time highs, just certainly just dollar cost average in and get a little bit more aggressive on pullbacks to the kind of 120 area there for Palantir. All right, that's gonna do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good one, and David will be back again tomorrow.